Peter Seligman is the founder and CEO of Nia Taro, a Seattle nonprofit working with indigenous peoples who are trying to protect their homelands from colonization and destruction. Nia Taro launched the Seedcast podcast, which explores the indigenous experience around the world. We've been presenting excerpts of that podcast all week. In a conversation with Seedcast executive producer Tracy Rector, Seligman talks about his German ancestry, what it means to be an ally, and why he founded Nia Taro.
I had spent 30 years prior to 2017 leading an organization that was focusing on the protection of nature for the well-being of people, a group called Conservation International. And as I, you know, realized that it was important to turn that organization over to others, I began to focus in on that truth that so much of the earth that has remained healthy is healthy because the guardians of those territories are indigenous peoples. And I began to talk to friends who are indigenous leaders to try to understand the challenges that they had faced and the challenges that they continue to face in the security of their homelands. And so with my friends, we launched a new organization, Nia Taro.
Can you, Peter, tell me a little bit about the name Nia Taro and where that came from?
Yes. My great-grandfather, who was a German, worked with a Polish ophthalmologist to create a language called Esperanto for the purpose of being a language that could be shared throughout all of Europe so that people could understand each other. And so I started thinking about my own heritage and thought, well, I wonder what I could get from Esperanto. And so the name Our Earth in Esperanto is Nia Taro.
So in your heritage, Peter, I find it interesting. You have a visionary streak. What led your family to the U.S.?
My mother and my father both fled as teenagers from Nazi Germany in order to survive. Many of our family members did not. And that's why I've always felt that it's really right and just to fight for one's heritage and for one's homeland. I'm sure that had a lot to do with why I'm doing what I'm doing.
It does lead me to ask why you, as a non-Indigenous person, have you chosen to work in such close solidarity with Indigenous peoples?
I feel a deep alignment and convergence with the relationships that Indigenous peoples have with their place, with the way that they shape their lands and are shaped by their lands, with the sense of reciprocity. And it's something that, for whatever reason, has always been inside of me. And I can't explain it. It just is one of those things that always has been there. And so as I have learned about the ways and means of Indigenous cultures, I've been struck by this simple truth that so many Indigenous cultures, all of the ones that I know of, share this reciprocal relationship with the earth and with their place. And I feel very, very close to that. I also was struck when I began to talk to Indigenous leaders about the idea of Nia Taro, that there has been such extraordinary pressure and an assault on Indigenous peoples by colonial forces, where the struggle for Indigenous peoples is actually a survival struggle. And I feel in a kinship to that too. As I said, many people in my family did not survive. So when you put those together, I feel like I'm very fortunate to have lived the life that has put me in a place where I can be a committed, strong ally to peoples whom I have deep respect for and whom I learn from.
What is the impact that you hope Nia Taro will have in the world?
Well, most importantly, I want the wisdom of indigenous ways and means to become clearly understood and embraced by non-indigenous peoples so that they actually can be followers of indigenous ways and means. We need also to make certain that the territories that are controlled and under the guardianship of indigenous peoples are secure for them. I think that it is essential that the policy frameworks of governments are shifted so that they recognize the right of self-governance. I think that it's essential that forces that are concerned about climate and environment and ecosystems really understand that it is essential to be decolonized. I want every single person on the earth to hear the stories that you are enabling indigenous storytellers to speak and to build a platform so they can be heard. I want indigenous peoples to be inspired by the successes of their indigenous brothers and sisters. I want the non-indigenous peoples to be inspired by hearing the wisdom of indigenous knowledge. My ambitions are pretty big. You know, I don't believe in barriers. I think that our challenge is to knock down those barriers and open up those hearts and minds.
That's Peter Seligman, founder and CEO of Seattle nonprofit Neotero, talking to Seedcast executive producer Tracy Rector. You can find a longer version of that conversation and other episodes of Seedcast wherever you get your podcasts.